Okay, let's begin the Chazara. The Bechina will be from Lamed Dalet Amud Beis to Lamed Hei Amud Beis. What are the three shitas in the Mishnah Lagavi? How many minim were notal? Rabbi Shmuel says that we do three adasim and two aravas and one luluf and one esrog. 3, 2, 1, and 1. And he said that even if two of them are cut off on the top, as long as one is not, that's Rabbi Shmuel shita. Rabbi Tarfon shita is that even if all three are cut up, and Rabbi Kiva is of the opinion they do one luluf, one esrog, one hadas, and one arava. So the Gemara said that we paskin poshup shot like Rabbi Tarfon. Okay, and we'll get to it. But the one before we get to number two, the Gemara made a comment that Rabbi Shmuel was Choserval. Yes? So you got the three shittas in the Mishnah, but you must have that addendum non that Rabbi Shmuel was Choserval. So there's a big machlok to showing him after he was Choserval, what does he hold? So Rashi says that he was Choserval from the fact that he said you need to have three Adasim and Lamaisa. Because he said he needed to have three hadasim, right? All he says is you need to have one hadas, but that one hadas cannot be cut to. Okay? That's what he wanted to tie in. Okay, that was Rashi Shita. The Tosis Rid Shita was that Rabbi Shmuel was Choserbol from the fact that you need to have three hadasim that are not ketumim, meaning to say that you have to have one hadas that's not cut, and you need to have two others, even though they're cut. But there's a mitzvah to bring two others that are cut. Tezis Rid added on against Rashi. Rashi just said one alone. Tezis Rid said, I want one that's uncut, but you can bring two others that are cut. And then there was a Yesha Pirshu that I want you to know as well. That was an amazing shita. The Shibole Aleket, Rabbi Avraham Min Ahar, B'Shem Yesh B'Forshim, along with the Miri, that it was Choserbol from his second part of his statement. And therefore he said, you need to have three adasim, and you need to have what? You need to have all three of them complete, which is a collector's item. That comes out that he was completely machmir, and he said you need three complete ones. So please get the three shitas, and then the three shitas in the Rishonim that Rabbi Shmuel was Choserbol from. Yes, Yehuda, real quick. Right, but he just said it's a mitzvah, Lamaisa. That's what it's a mitzvah. It's not makif. It's not makif. It's not makif. Yeah, go ahead, Adam. You got it?
I just asked who's the third
sheet
of that he was
from Ramah Mir. Yeshu Pirshu. Shiboli Alekin and Rabbi Rami Nahar. The Shem Yesh before Shem also the Miri. The difference Yehuda was is because in the Mishnah said you needed to do it, he just says a mitzvah. It's not makif. In the Mishnah, it seemed to be was makif. That's number one. Number two, what are the three shitas in Rishonim as to defining the phrase lakicha tama? The Gemara says on Lamed Daled Beis Tzvi. Please, let's get this down. So ribui achiv the zechanish was your grandfather. So we're on the number. What is the concept of lakicha tama? The Gemara makes a drasha that you need to have complete takings. So there's a major machlokes in Rishonim. Three shitas we pointed out. What the definition of lakicha tama is? Number one, the bahag. So you can take it bezach or zeh. 1 hour you could do the lulav, next hour esrog, next hour hadas, next hour arava, no problem. That fulfills lakicha tama. Rabbi Natam said that's only if you take them all in one shot. And the Rambam said, the Rabbi Natam, the third sheet is the Rambam. The Rambam said that if you don't need to take them all together, but they need to be all four of them have to be on the table in front of you. You could do it bezach or zeh, but they have to be in front of you. According to the Bach, they didn't have to be in front of you. Okay, this was the three shitas that we had of lakicha tama, and lamaisa. This is what we said. The rav was masber. What's the shot in the Rambam? Please get it. The rav thought, bless you, that it was a din in the mitzvah. Here, I have a tissue. The din in the mitzvah. It's a din in the mitzvah. The mitzvah is a din d'oraisa. The mitzvah lakicha requires all of you. Lamaisa the tziruf. If all the minim are found next to you, that's considered to be a tziruf. It's not because of the bracha, we said. We said it's because of lekicha tama. Chiyuv lamaisa. The chiyuv is what is mitzdarif. It's mitzdarif. It's din d'oraisa in the etzem lekicha. That's what we said the pshat was according to the Rambam. According to Rabbeinu Tam, we said you could say one of two pshatim. What are one of the two pshatim? Rabbeinu Tam says that the kiyum mitzvah lamaisa of lekicha is mechayiv a maisa, and therefore one maisa, or the lekicha achazim is mitzdarif. So the fact that your hand is mitzdarif them together. It's a din in the chefsa. So either it's a din in the maisa that requires you all four to take it one time, like a minute of time, or it's a din in the chefsa, and your yad serves as kind of like the egid that's mitzdarif all the arba minim together. So that was the hezber we said for the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Tam. And that's three, four. What's the shakla v'tarya legavi Shmuel? I'm sorry, that was two. Three, how do we paskin legavi hadas ketuma? So we paskin. The Mishnah said on Lamed Dalim Beis that according to Ptarfon, even if they're all three ketumim, that's smack against the Mishnah here on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis that says that not on Lamed Gimel Beis, rather on Lamed Beis Amud Beis by the hadas, it said Naktam Rosho is possible. So you have a machloikis between who? The Tanakhama, the Chachamim, and Lamed Beis, and Beis, and Reb Tarfon on Lamed Dalet and Beis. So the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch paskin like Reb Tarfon, plain and simple. Noktam Rosho is good, and that's what the Mechaber says. The Ramah says, like the Ravid, that Beis Medrash was the Ruach HaKodesh was Mofir our Beis Medrash, and that Noktam Rosho by Hadas is considered to be possible. So what's pshat in our Mishnah? Reb Tarfon was talking about a different topic. What was he talking about? Remember the twigs. Remember the twigs on the side of the picture we saw on the art scroll, right? So therefore, that's talking about something else completely. We're talking about two different topics. But the wood on the top that gets plucked off, here you are, Akiva. The wood on the top that gets plucked off would be puzzle. So the Ramos says you should try to be machmer for the writing. Okay, that answers number what? Number three. Four. What's the shakla v'tarya l'gabi Shmuel that we paskin like Reb Tarfon? The Gemara says the name of Yudim or Shmuel that the luck is like Reb Tarfon, and the Gemara tried to prove it. How did the Gemara prove it? The Gemara proved it that when Shmuel told the merchants, those people that sell hadasim, he said, please don't abuse the public. I want you to give them a fair price. And if you don't, he threatened them and said, I'm going to say the luck is like Reb Tarfon that you can get cut up hadasim, which are cheap. So the Gemara says, well, one second. If you wanted to threaten them, you could have made better like Rabbi Kiva, who said what? Rabbi Kiva said, all you need is one hadas. So what was the Gemara's answer? Gemara's answer, that wasn't a bigger threat, because it's much easier to find three cut-up ones than one complete one. And therefore, the threat was for Reb Tarfon. So the Gemara rejects in the end and does not show that Shmuel holds like Reb Tarfon. He did say it, but the Gemara tried to say, as the Shmuel the time, and the Gemara slugs it up. That's how I want you to just get forward to shakla v'tarya. The Gemara thought they had a raya that Shmuel was holding like a tarfon, and then the Gemara what rejects it, because the Gemara just said l'maisa that the truth of the matter is that we thought it was a good raya. He should have said what the fact that he went like a tarfon shows that what he holds like a tarfon. It's not true at all, l'maisa. The Gemara says that it was in the realm of what. He should have really watched, should have really go like a Bikiva. The Gemara says one's more common one than another. So that's the din halach lomaisa. But you have no, at the end of the day, you have no raya that he holds like Reb Tarfon. Okay. Fine. That answers number what? That answers number four. Five. What does Tosa say legabi this concept of lafchidim? What does Tosa say legabi this concept of lafchidim? Tosa's made a beautiful ha'ara. More than just a horror, but let's get the whole Tosis. Tosis pointed out the following. He said that I don't understand something. The bottom line is that if he said the halacha is like a tarfon, how does the Gemara say that? How can the Gemara get out of its mouth that he should hold like a bekiva? He doesn't hold like a bekiva. I mean, you know, if in his heart of hearts he holds like a tarfon, how could the Gemara suggest he holds like a bekiva? So Tosis gives the following answer. He says the Gemara did not mean to say that he should be Darish like Rabbi Kiva. It's Pashat that he held like a Tarfon. What the Gemara meant to say is that if you're trying to intimidate them, so you should try to intimidate them in a manner that's the best manner possible, and hold like and say like Rabbi Akiva. Not that you hold like him halacha lemaisa, but rather what? But rather say that what? Rather say that, you know, you want to threaten them even stronger. So the Gemara wanted to say that lemaisa must be the fact that he didn't what? He didn't do that. Must be that halacha lemaisa he held like a tarfel. And how does the Gemara slug that up? The Gemara slugs that up and says, no. The fact of the matter is that what? If he was trying to intimidate them, and he was trying to intimidate them, and in the realm of intimidation, Reb Tarfon is better threat than Reb Akiva. But it doesn't show that what he holds like him. And that's goof what the Gemara says. So then Tysus was bothered by a Gemara Msochim. What does the Gemara say Msochim? The Gemara says Msochim that there were pots that were used with chametz before Pesach, and Rav and Shmuel had a big machlaikis, and Rav held like Rav Yehuda, the chametz arvel of a Pesach is aser, and therefore, Lamaisa, he said, you cannot use those kalim, you got to buy a new kalim. You got to buy a new kalim. Shmuel said that you don't have to break the kalim, you can just wait, because Shmuel held what? Shmuel held a chametz arvel of a Pesach is considered to be mutter, and no son tam lefkam is mutter. So the Gemara says, I want to show you that Shmuel holds like who? I want to show you that Shmuel holds like Reb Shimon. Why? Because Shmuel said, Allah Almighty says, wait till after Pesach, you don't have to break him. And he said, he threatened them. He said, you better make sure to the sellers of pots that you give them a good price, otherwise I'm going to say like Reb Shimon. What's like Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon holds that what? That chametz all over Pesach is fine. So therefore there's no reason to break the kalim. So you see that what in the you see that you when in the realm of what in the realm of intimidation you always hold like the what you always hold like the one we what you always paskin. And our Gemara said in the realm of intimidation it's a different story. You don't have to go like the way you paskin. So it's a steer in Gemara's. So Tysus said the following answer. I want you to get it. Tysus said there's a very big difference. Tysus said when it comes to the Gemara and Sochem, there's no mitzvah to buy new pots after Pesach. So therefore, Halacha l'maisa, he has to stick to his guns and he has to hold like we paskins like. You follow me? But in the Gemara and by us, what are we talking about? You want to motivate people to what? To buy nice things, yes? If you want to motivate people to buy nice things, and in the Havamin of the Gemara, Shmuel held like a tarfon. So l'maisa, you know, what's going on? The Gemara says there, the Gemara says, why didn't he taka say it? Because he wasn't the Mora Asra. Rav was the Mora Asra. That's why he wouldn't say it like Reb Shimon. So what about here? Why doesn't the Gemara say you should hold like Reb Tarfon? Right? You should go like Reb Tarfon if that's the way he holds. So what's the Gemara, so what's the answer? Taisa says, over here, there's a hitter mitzvah. I want to motivate people to do it. So since I want to motivate people to do it, I will what? I will go in the realm of intimidation. And I don't want people to rely on Reb Tarfon because it's not so beautiful, those things that are cut up. So there was a motivated reason why when he comes to intimidation factor, he wouldn't follow his own shita. Okay? So that's the upshot of the Tysis. Please get it. That when you what? When you have a motivating factor, Lamais, you can, in the realm of intimidation, you can go against what you really hold in your heart of hearts. But if there's no reason at all, then even in the realm of intimidation, you have to follow what you hold like halacha Lamais. And the only reason why Shmuel did not what? The only reason why Shmuel did not make a drush over there that he held like Reb Shimon because it was the place of Rav who held like Reb Yudin. That Chametz Shalom HaPetzach was Asur. What is Chametz Shalom HaPetzach? Where the Jew didn't sell it or Mavapel. Okay, please get that. I want you to get that whole Mahalakha Taisis. Okay? The whole getter that he pointed out. The bottom line is Reb Tarfon says it's good, but it's not hidden mitzvah, it's cut up. Right? So that's why Lamaisa, he was very, very... That's why Lamaisa, the Gemara in the Havamina, you know, when he was holding like what? That's why we said it was a Havamina, that he held like a tarfon. Why didn't he just make the drasha, Lamaisa? If he holds like a tarfon, he should what? Why do you mafka them? Let him be darish like Rabbi Kiva. Let him be darish like what? Like a tarfon. Let him lecharchila. Why is he only being mafked now? Let him say it straight out. What is he scared of? He's not scared of anything, but doesn't like people to rely on him, Tarfon. Even though Mikran is kosher, you should get stuff that's better. Okay, that's 5, 6. What was the story with Runya, and how is it connected with our Gemara? So, we still got to check out, it didn't make a difference about whether it was outside or inside, but the bottom line is that by the case of Runya, Here you are, David. By the case of Runya, he was being surrounded, and Ravina put fences around, and Runya didn't charge anything. Runya didn't pay for anything. And Ravina said, it's not fair. I see that you're makbid. You should pay me for half the thing, or at least pay for half of the fence, or pay for half of a bodyguard, which is the lowest amount. And they came to Rava, and Rava said to Runya, he said, you know what? He said, I want you to go, and I want you to pay what you made up to pay, that you pay half the bodyguard. If you start playing games with me, I'm going to possibly have to pay for half of the fence. So, Lamaisa, why in his heart of hearts, who he felt like you should have to pay the what, half of the fence, why didn't he come out and say that? So he had another reason. In other words, you're always supposed to say what's in your heart of hearts if you're a posek, unless you have a legitimate reason. The legitimate reason in our Gemara was what hit her mitzvah. Yes? That's why he didn't advocate like a tarfa. What's the legitimate reason over there? Because they were mochel already. Ravina was mochel. You don't have to give me half the fence. Give me half of a guardsman. So as the Ron was malabane and elucidated to us, that you have to be able to what say your heart of hearts unless you have a legitimate reason not to. And a legitimate reason by us was hit or miss. The legitimate reason over there is what? Legitimate reason over there is the concept of that they were mochel. Okay. So that's number six. Number seven. What's the mahal we said about a dayan that paskins more than what the toveya was toveya? So we pointed out that Tosfos understood as a davar pashut. Our Tosfos understood as a davar pashut that Tosfos understood Lamais, and that's the difference that I want you to get. Did they know about the mechila or not? Did he know about the mechila or not? That's the shaila that we understood. So according to the Sma and the Shach, it's very clear that they Yotzim called Varmeelu that Rava knew about the deal. Rava knew about the concession that Ravina had made. Okay, that's what the Sma and the Shach say. But Tosos seems to be of the opinion that he didn't necessarily know. He didn't necessarily know that they had been mochel. Okay. He did not necessarily know, Lamaisa, that he had been mochel. Okay? So what emerged here is the following psak of the Shach I want you to get. The Shach says the following. The Shach says that a dayan, if the Toveya asks for $200, sues for $200, the dayan can give $400 if the Toveya he thinks is making a mistake. But if the Toveya, for some reasons, only being Toveya $200, either because he helped him out in the past with other loans, maybe he loaned him a money past in his life, or because it was mochel, then it's usher for the dayan to reward the Toveya more than what he's asking. But if it's because of a mistake, there is no problem that the dayan can reward the Toveya more than what he's asking for. So I want you to get that sharp chiluk of the Shach, okay? And it depends, Lamaisa. It depends, Lamaisa, it all depends whether we assume Tysus, whether they knew about it or they didn't know about it, okay? Did they know about it or not, okay? So that's the Shaila, Alach Lamaisa, okay? Was there a knowledge of it or was there not a knowledge of it that there was a concession? Okay, that's number seven. Number eight, how did the Gemara know that Priates Hadar is an Esro? Give all the Shittas. So the Gemara said, on Daf Lamed Hayim and Aleph, the Gemara said that Pri Eitz Adar is an Esra because Eitzo Uperio or Shava. So the Gemara said, maybe that's peppers. So the Gemara said, it can't be peppers because they're too small to hold. It won't be recognizable. You have to take two or three of them, and you only have to take one species. So that's the first Mahalach. That's how we know that it means an Esra, because the wood and the fruit taste the same. Rabbeinu HaKadosh says it doesn't mean the word hadar, it means the word hadir, which means a barn. Just like the barn has some big sheep, some small sheep, so too an esrog has some big and small, tmimim and bali mumim. So the Gemara says, how can they be on the same what? How can the gedolim tamin and tmimim and bali mumim be on the same tree? So the Gemara answers, they can by an esrog. The big, the small, they're on the same tree. Okay? That's the sheet of Rabbi HaKadosh. Rabbi Abba has a similar, but it's from the word hadar, What's Adar mean? That it lives on it from year to year. So, and then the last sheet was Ben Azai, who said Hadar means Idur. That what? That it can be irrigated, not just rainwater, but also irrigation. Herdani. Irrigate rainwater and irrigation. So therefore, either or is good and it's unique. Allah lamaisa. Not all trees can exist what on any type of water. So therefore it's considered to be, but I want you to note this Ritva. At the end of the day, the Ritva says these are all Ramazan. Because at the end of the day, the Chacham had a Mesorah, and they knew that it was an Esrog. They knew through the Torah Shebaal Peh that Priyetz Adar meant an Esrog. These are just ways that we're trying to concretize it. But the bottom lines, I showed a few guys in saying that the Ritva said we had a Mesorah, we knew that it was an Esrog. And then answers number 8. We should also include in number 8, Hakar Be'abo argue on Tanoim. He was an Amora. Either we said it's okay because it's a Garata, like it says in the Yad Malachi. That's what the Yad Malachi says. Okay. Kapos Tumorim says, how can you argue? What do we say? From Rav Shechter Shlita, from the Rav Chaim said to Rav Yitzchak Chanan, not Rav Yitzchak Chanan, Rav Chanan, that an Amora can argue on a Tana if it's 100% certitude. He has a slight Netiyas Hadas, he cannot. The only one who can argue is Rav. That's why Rav Rav Yechon, Alok Rav Yechon. Why? Because Rav Yochanan with 100% certitude could be in fact we passing like him. He could even argue. Ramban has 11 cases with our Amoraim arguing tonight. I, the Gemara and Shasim says Vatanah, there was a Kabbalah that the Amoraim would not argue on Tanaic literature if it only had a slight Netiyas Hadas. You could pask him based on an intuition. Alok Lo Maisa. Okay, you got that, Yuda? That answers number 8. What'd you say? Idur, Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Idur is on the mind.
No,
Ben Azai. Oh, thank you. That's Ben Azai, correct. Rabbeinu HaKadosh was of the opinion of Adir. Okay, that answers number 8. Let's go, number 9. What do we see on the din of Orla and Chutzarot that give the home a halach? Orla is the first 3 years of a fruit tree in Eretz Yisrael. It's Asr Ba'achil Ba'hanah. Orla and Chutzarot, the Gemara says in Brachos, is a halach la-Moshe Mesinai. It's an Issa D'Oraisa. It's definitely an Issa D'Oraisa. However, including that Halacha Moshe says that it's Safek Orla and Chutzarot is Mutter. Normally, Safek D'Oraisa is L'chumra. But part of the package of the Halacha Moshe Mesinai of Orla and Chutzarot was that Safek Orla and Chutzarot was Mutter. And then we pointed out, Reb Chaim points out the Machlokes in the Rambam and the Gaonim. Is there Ravai in Chutzarot? That depends upon two types. That's what Reb Chaim is Machadish. There are two types of Halacha Moshe Mesinai. Mispareshes or mischadeshes. If it's a lachol moshe mesinai mispareshes, you plug it back in the pasuk. So Eretz Yisrael is a piggyback year of Ravai, so too Chutz La'aretz does. You plug it in the pasuk. If it's a lachol moshe mesinai mischadeshes, only what Eretz Yisrael is a piggyback year of Ravai, or the Chutz La'aretz does not. And therefore, it's a machleish in the Rambam, the Gaonim, whether Ravai exists in Chutz La'aretz. Please get that. There would be numerous nafkaminas. One other nafkamina would be oil and chutzlarts. Would you have to burn? If it's mispareshes, yes. If it's mischadeshes, maybe not. The Gemara seems to indicate you don't. They threw away these kafrisim, the caper berries. Masha, they didn't burn it. But another nafkamina was a hana. If oil and chutzlarts is mispareshes, they're just like oil and chutzlarts and isra hana, so too oil and chutzlarts. But if you hold that oil and chutzlarts is a mischadeshes, then maybe only has an Israchilu. That's 9. 10. Why are you able to add hadas and varavos and not lulav and vesrogim? We said if you walk away from that tosis, below lulav and vesrogim. Thank you, Matthew. Right, but I'm saying the tosis in Dir Maskel, Arve Nachal Stein, to walk away from that tosis, we thought it should be what? We thought it should be mutter. I mean, the only time it's a problem is if you add another min. That's what we were bothered by. So the ultimate answer is the Ritva is that Hadas and Barabbas are fine because you have an element of Derech Noi. By Lulav and Vesrogim, you don't have that element of Derech Noi. So therefore, even though it might not be a new min, but no one allows you to take 2 Esrogim or 3 Esrogim or 2 Lulav and 3 Esrogim because you have, in order to get out of Baal Tosa, you must have that element of Derech Noi. That it's decorative. And you don't have that element when you add another lulav and another esrog. Because, well, it just looks bizarre. Looks bizarre to have too many esrogim. That's not derech noi. Esrogim and adasim, Aravos and Hadassim and Aravos are more foliage wise, they lend themselves more to decorative. That's what we said. Al-Pikabala, it's more Derek Noy. Okay, that's 10. 11. Why is Esrog Shel Asherah Ir Nidachas Pasul? Plain and simple. Why is Esrog Shel Ir Nidachas? We start Mincha at 6:10, guys, on Friday. Friday, we have the Chinah Sunday morning, 10:30 here in the Shirah. Okay? Everyone's got to be there. Whoever's not here, you better tell them. Everyone's got to take it. Okay? And whoever's coming for Shabbos is 6:10. Okay. What is the why is Esrog Shel Asherah Ir Nidachas Pasul? Plain and simple. Ketute Mechta Shurei. Since there's a mitzvah to destroy Asherah and Ir Nidachas, you have to burn it. It's like it's virtually pulverized. It has no shear, and therefore you're not Yotzei. That's 11. 12. Give the whole mahalach that we said, Legabe Ketute Mechta Shurei, Legabe Machlokes Ben Taisva Rambam. If you look, Taisvus and Laman Heim and Aleph, second Taisvus, Maskalafi, Shein Bo Heter Achila, discusses at great length that he loves this cloud, Ketute Mechta Shurei. To the very Maskonas HaTaisus, he says that could be applied to Orla, could be applied to Truma Tmeya. You could say Ketute Mechta Shurei outside of Ir Nidachas and Asherah. You could say it by Asherah and Nidachas. You could say it also by what? Orla and Truma Tmeya. Anything that has to be burnt, you could evoke the principle of Ketute Mechta Shurei, and therefore it has no shear, and therefore you're not Yotzei. However, the Rav pointed out beautifully, according to the Rambam, that it's simply not true. According to the Rambam, the din of Ketute Mechta Shurei is a din in Cheirim, in destroying Avodah Zarah, excommunication of Avodah Zarah. You want no Avodah Zarah in your life, lo yidbuk biyad chamum min Cheirim. It's much more chamor. And Isser Hanav Cheirim is much more chamor than oral and Truma Tmeya. And the Torah says you have to root it out. In fact, it's a punishment of Beis Din, Mamish. And therefore, in such a case, since you're mechuyev to destroy the thing, and it's like an onus of Beis Din, we limit Ketute Mechta Shurei only to those things of Asher and Ir Nidachas. Even though the Magid Mishneh is a Gerson Ram, you apply it to other Yisrael, but the Shulchan Aruch said it only by what? Only by Asher. He only said it by a Kura. Remember a beam for a Mavui? He only said it by an Asher. Since he only said it by an Asher, Lamaisa, you see that the Shulchan Aruch seems to follow suit that Ketute Mechta Shurei is only limited to Yisrael of Cheirim, which is Asher Ir Nidachas. Taisa says no. Taisa says you apply it anytime you're going to burn it. Okay, that's number what? That's number 12. I mean, Taisa points out, the Gemara could have said that. You know, that's what Taisa pointed out, remember? Taisa said in the Maskanis of Taisa, he said the Gemara could have easily have said it. Only reason why the Gemara gave other reasons is for Nafkaminas. But the Gemara easily could have said it for what? Oral and Truma Tmei. Gemara Brisk brought up these other reasons to give it, introduce a Nafkamina by Maisha Shani. Okay, that's number 12. 13. What's the din of Truma Tmeya of an Esrog? And what do we say on the din of Truma Tmeya? Okay, Truma Tmeya in the Mishnah, you are not Yotzei. Truma Tmeya, it says in the Mishnah, you are not Yotzei. It is Pasul, plain and simple. Okay? You are Pasul, plain and simple. Truma Tmeya is a problem. You are not Yotzei. Truma Tmeya, you have to burn. It's a mitzvah to burn Truma Tmeya. Machlokas Rashi and Taisus and Shabbos Chafeim and Alpha, that's the Eraisa de Rabbana. Is that a Chiv de Eraisa de Rabbana or a Chiv de Rabbana? You have to know that. That's why I said, what do we say in the Din of Truma? But what I want you to get is what the Rav pointed out very beautifully. And what the Rav pointed out was the following. That he felt that the Rambam would never say Ketute Mechta Shurei by Truma Tmeya. Why not? Number one, because why? It's not Cheirim. But number two, he added another Svara, and that is that he didn't believe the mitzvah of burning for Truma Tmeya was a mitzvah of destruction. It's the fulfillment of the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to give Truma Tahara to Kohanim. Also, Matthew, I want you to get this down. There's a mitzvah to give Truma Tmeya to Kohanim. The Kohanim cannot eat it. They have to burn it. But they can get hanaf from the fuel while you're burning. So there's a mitzvah even to give Truma Tmeya to Kohanim. So the Rav said the burning of Truma Tmeya is not the notion of a mitzvah of destruction. It's a mitzvah of what? A kiyum mitzvah in the Truma. Truma Torah, the mitzvah is to eat. Truma Tmeya, the mitzvah is to burn. And that's why the Rambam formulates Truma Lekoin, Bein Torah, Bein Tmeya. It's a very beautiful shot. So there really are two reasons why you will not say Ketute Mechta Shiure by Truma Tmeya. Number one, it's not Ibud, it's not Cherim, number one. And number two, it's not even instruction. It's a way to fulfill the mitzvah. In fact, you're supposed to give it to the Kohen, so the Kohen will what? Will benefit during the Kiyum Mitzvah Truma, that they should benefit Lamaisa while it's being burnt. That was what the Rav said. So obviously it's very inappropriate to say Ketute Mechta Shiure. That's 13. Okay? 14. What are the 2 days in the Gemara why an Esrog of Orl is Pasul? And what did the Gemara say in the Maskana? Okay? So please get that. What are the 2 days in the Gemara why an Esrog of Orl is Pasula? One is because there's no Heter Achila, and the other is because you don't own it. Please get it. One is you can't eat Orla. Number two is you don't own it. There's no Din Mama. So the Gemara says, in the Havamin, as Dani asked very nicely in Seder, the kasaka daitach was that each one doesn't hold of the other. Please get that. The kasaka daitach, each one was mutually exclusive. Either I'll hold one or the other. You hold heter achila, you hold din mama. Then the Gemara backed out of that and said, 1 second. We know that by truma tmeya, what's the din? By truma tmeya, the halacha is that what? That it's psula. Why is it psula? If you hold heter achila, I understand, you can't eat it. But if you hold what? It's a din mama. What do you mean? You can have a din mama. You get hung up from the fuel. So the Gemara backs out of it. Please get it. And what does it say, David? It backs out of it and says, everyone agrees you need heter achila. The question is, do you also need a din mamon? So that's the way I want you to get the maskanas Gemara. So at the end of the day, oral is a problem because why? There's no heter achila, but it also might be an added problem if you hold like the shita, that also you need a din mamon and you don't own it as well. Okay? That answers number one. That's the Havamina. Please don't. Kasakana Havamina was each one is mutually exclusive. The Maskana is everyone holds after Achila. The question is, do you also hold Din Mamon? That's 14. 15. What's the Chiddush Ravasi that there's a machlokes between Remeir v'Chachamim? Like Abi Shlosha Dinim. Ravasi, the great Amora, all the Amoraim are great in the Tanoim. Ravasi had a Chiddush Nifla Shir Klali. Then had three topics Remeir and the Chachamim argue. Meister Shani is years 1, 2, 4, and 5. If you have Maisha Sheni of Challah, the wheat of Maisha Sheni of Challah, or you have Maisha Sheni of Matzah, or you have Maisha Sheni of Esrog, are you Yotze? So if you hold like a mayor, then Maisha Sheni is Mamon Gavoa, then you're not Yotze by all three. Because you have to own it. Ravasi is of the opinion you have to own it. We prove that our process of elimination, remember? We prove that conclusively that Ravasi was on Old Din Mamon. By process of elimination, the other sheet, the Reb Chiya, which we call members of Reb Chiya Ravin in the Gemara, we change the Girsa, Kesemish changed Reb Chiya, that was, he held Din what? He held Heter Achiu. You remember that? So Ravasi, who holds Din Momo, and says, I have a three topical machlaikas. Maisha Shani, according to Meir's Mama Gavoa, all three are not Yotze, because you don't own it. According to the Chachamim, who say Maisha Shani is Mama Hedji, own it, all three, you're going to be Yotze. Okay? That's number what? 14. Please get it. I'm sorry, that's 15. Thank you. 16. What's the din of Bialis Lagabi Matzah? And what's the din Lagabi Matzah Gzula? Let's get it. The Gemara has a comment and says, well, 1 second. We understand why Isa, you need Bialis. Why is that, Dani? Because it says Ariso Seichem. Yes? But Matzah, why do you have to own Matzah? It doesn't say Masaschem. So the Gemara digs up Xer Shava. Lechem, it says Lechem, Lechem, Lagabi, what? One by Chal and one by Matzah. So therefore, the Gzera Shava tells me conclusively you have to own it. So therefore we said there's a very beautiful Svas Emes on this Gemara that says you should be mocked when you have guests at the Seder to be mocked in them the matzahs before you start the Seder because you must own them. Now those people that are tzaddikim that don't have that chumrah, how are they yotze? Because we assume like the Rosh and Aran in the Dharam that when you have a guest over and you're letting him eat, you're giving him bilis on the food. But nonetheless the Svas Emes has that chumrah, and I want you to know, but this was also the basis of the Rosh's Psak, why Matzah Gzula is a problem. Why is Matzah Gzula a problem? Matzah Gzula is a problem because you have to own it. And if you don't own it, you are not Yotze. Plain and simple. That's how the Rosh made his Psak, that a Matzah Gzula is a problem, Havach L'maisa. Okay? Now, one might have said, but isn't that according to a mayor? So what's the answer to that? No, because once you have that Gzeres Shavah, what? The Machlokes are remaining the Chum is whether Maisa Sheni is Mama Gavara Mama Hedjit, right? But Lamaisa, you still have to own it. you still have to own it halacha lamaisa. Okay, so the rabbanon say yotze because it's mamono, but it's got to be yours. So they hold maisa sheni is yours. If it's not yours, it's stolen. You got a problem. So please get this. Okay, that leads us to what? That answers number what? 16. 17. What do we say about mitzvah babaver regarding mitzvah matzah zula? Please get this down. Well, we just said that matzah zula will be a problem because you have to own it. But then we said, what about mitzvah babaver? So the Yushalmi, that Yushalmi we touched upon so many times this semester, Baruch Hashem, Yushalmi and Shabbos says that matzah zula is a problem, Matthew, let's get it down, of mitzvah babaver. The Bavli never mentions it, but the Yushalmi has it. So he said, let's think for a moment, the Ritva says. I don't understand. When you bite the matzahs, shinui is kona. So by the time you swallow it, it's yours. If you hold like the Ritva, if you hold a mitzvah babaver, it does not continue after the kinyan. Remember that? So therefore, why is it a problem mitzvah babaver? A very good kasha lomaisa. That's what the Ritva says. He says it shouldn't apply. Great kasha. So the Mechaber, though, presents that it's a problem. Ramachaber writes, it's a problem of mitzvah babaver, apparently, when you steal matzah and bite it. Why is that? So the Biralach introduced the following svara, and that being the following. The Gemara says, M'sachem ha'kuf tet vavim beis, that if you swallow maror, you are not yotze. Because maror, you must taste it, the bitterness. But if you swallow matzah, you are yotze. So even though physically I might bite the matzahs, and might do a shinui, but I do not need to bite it to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. So basically, you could ignore that step and say, you know what? You swallowed the matzahs, and therefore it was in the form of a mitzvah babaver. And that's what the Mechaber held. That was the Bir Halacha's beautiful svar of the Mechaber. That you could apply mitzvah babaver in such a what? In such a manner. And that might be the Pshat in Yushalmi too as well, why it's identified as being a mitzvah babaver, halacha lamaisa. Yes, Yehuda, real quick. So it's a good point, but what the svar you must say is in order for it to constitute a shinui that I've been koned vis-a-vis mitzvah baver, it's when that nakuda is needed for the mitzvah. If that mice is not needed for the mitzvah, I ignore it. And therefore the shinui is being done when I swallow it, and that's mitzvah baver. You follow me at that time. Okay? So therefore that's what you have to say. It's a chiddush. It's a very big chiddush. Okay. That answers number what? 17. 18. What did Tosfos say about matzah shel tevel? Plain and simple. So Tosfos said, matzah shel tevel, you're not yotze. The Gemara says, I'm sochem. Why? Because of a fancy drasha. What's the fancy drasha? Exactly, Donnie. That the only issue that can emerge from matzah is chametz. If you have any other issue you throw in, it's canceled. It's not legitimate matzah. So Tosfos says, what does the Gemara need that fancy drasha for? Just say that you're not fulfilling lachem. Because the Kohanim and Levim have a chelik in that. The Kohanim and Levim have a whole chelik in that. And we touched upon, well, is that it? Remember we had the whole Machlokes Rashi, Tosfos, maybe with the Yosef Engel? Well, why is Tevel a problem? Is it because the Trum is inside? But maybe you could box that whole thing and say that's by Isser. But there's no doubt in Dini Mamanus and Choshen Mishpat, the Kohanim and Levim have a chelik in what? They have a chelik in the Tevel. So if they have a chelik in the Tevel, there's no doubt you're not fulfilling Lachem. So what do you need a fancy drasha to pass on matzah shel tevel? It's a problem because it's not lachem. That was Tosfos kasha. So Tosfos gave a beautiful answer, and he said, we're talking about a case where you're eating many, many kazesim. So you're bound to have some kazesim that are fully yours. So even if you would take care of that problem of lachem and say that I have kazesim for the Kohanim, I have kazesim for the Levim, and I have my own kazesim, but it's still going to be a problem because of this fancy drasha. That's what Tosfos said. The fancy drasha, the only issue that can emerge from matzah is chametz, nothing else. Okay, that answers number 18. 19. Yes, Avram, real quick.
When you eat many halakim, many pieces, for sure you weigh at least the gezeis, you could also assume that you could also conclude that you for sure eat a gezeis of the kohen, say, like it's a.
No, I mean, I think someone brought it up. I think Adam might have brought it up. It's a good question. I don't know if you have to come on to Breira, but we assume that it's as long as I don't think you have to come on the Breira. Just there's so many shkazesim of dough. The way I'm masber is the ones that are left are for the Kohan Levim. The ones that ate were mine. Finished. You don't have to get fancy and say it's Breira. Just say, there's so many shkazesim. I did not. The ones that I ate were mine, and then there's enough left over Kohan Levim. So I'm not. Yeah, well, we said, remember, we had the 8-5 in the Seder, so because we don't know which one it is. You're right. So that's what I'm saying. So you create a scenario where that's what Tais says, the Ekitim says. Okay? Yes, Yehuda. Couldn't hear you. What?
Why don't we just say that it's Mitzvah Mabar either way? Because it's also the temple effort, not just
the Kismah. Tais asked that Kasha on Daf Lamed. Remember? The top Tais, he left it as a Kasha. Remember we had the Ramban's answer? You don't say Mitzvah Mabar because Biyadol Lasake. Remember that? That was the Ramban's answer in Beya. And we said from the Torah Chesed, what does that make a difference? Because you see in the Makor of Mitzvah Babaver, it lays le takanta. But this has a takana. So in order to be called Mitzvah Babaver, the Ver can have never a takana. You got it? Okay. That answer, so where we are, that's 18, 19. What's the machloikis between Tais and the Ramban? Legabe Esrog Shotevel, and how are they mazber the Mishnah? I want you to get this. Very important. Taisus assumes as a Dover Pashit, and that same Taisus, Laman Hamadaf, running out to Laman Hamadaf, that Esrog Shotevel you are not Yotze with. Are not Yotze. Okay, plain and simple. You got that? Donnie, Esrog Shotevel you are not Yotze, according to Taisus. The Ramban argues wholeheartedly. I found it today. I read it inside to Avram and Adam. The Baruch Hashem, we found it inside. The Ramban argues and says Esrog Shotevel is good because since you can mafresh tumors and mice, it's not a problem. So how is he mazber the Mishnah? Because what did Tosis say? The whole machlech b'sham b'sil is only by what? Demai, but by tevel and reviews you're not yotze. How does the Ramban say it? The Ramban says no chas v'sholom. Everyone, if you look in the different Mishnayos in Psachim, in Brachas, in Erevin, where all these things come up, these topics of Maisha Sheni, you know. In all those Mishnayos, Tevel appears. Tevel does not appear by us. So the Ramban, since it's Tevel did not appear in our Mishnah, that implies that Tevel is good. Please get that down. Tevel is definitely good, the Ramban says. But, what are we talking about? He wants to say that the case of Demai is going on the statement right before. Truma Tmei of Demai. So what is Truma Tmei of Demai? So we looked up in the Ramban, and the Ramban says, and this is what I was discussing with Rabbi Sobolovsky Shlita, he was Masberet, that what is Trumas Meiser? Trumas Meiser is what? The Levi is given Meiser Rishon, but the Levi has to, from his Meiser Rishon, have to give stuff to the Kohen, which is called Trumas Meiser. So what we're talking about is a situation of Demai that had become Tomei. The Demai had become Tomei after you've been Mafresh everything. So we're not sure whether you were Mafresh everything or not. Did you take off the Meisers or not? Because Trumas Meiser comes from Meiser Rishon. So if you hold like Beis Hillel, come on Avram, please. If you hold like Beis Hillel, you'll invoke the Migu, and what happens? Avram, if you invoke the Migu, then you become a what? Then you become an Ani, and there's no Xer of Demai on at all, and we assume that you did everything. We assume you were Mafresh everything so you could eat the stuff, right? Yeah? We could assume there was no Xer of Demai, and you could eat the stuff. It might be Tomei. What's the Din? The Din is it's Kulin. Kulin you can eat is Tomei. But according to Beis Hillel, you don't have that Migu of what? You don't have that migu of Hefker to make yourself an Ani. So therefore what? Therefore we're very worried that maybe you didn't take off the Maisras. You can't make yourself into a Demai. And the stuff is Tomei. So you can't eat it. Right? You can't eat it. You don't own it. So therefore the din is you're not Yotze. So that's the Machlekes between what? That's the Machlekes between Bisham and Bisho. See, Tosis thought, oh, it's glat. It's very neat. The machlokes only by Demai, but the step before Tevel, everyone agrees for sure is bad. No. Ban says, poop fucker. Tevel for sure, everyone is good. The whole machlokes by Demai is talking about a case of what? Demai in a case where you did what? You definitely did the Truma, your Mafresh, but we don't know if you did the Maisras. So in that case, it became Tomei. So the question is, can you make yourself an Ani, you know, theoretically, and make everything okay and then eat it? Not a problem. Okay? Fine. Please get that. That answers which one? That answers 19:20. What did Tosa say on Pilpul and Chayvan Ba'orla? So Tosa said the following. Tosa said, the Gemara says that peppers are Chayvan Orla. So Tosos quotes Rashi and saying, and you should know that the chiddush is that even though this is a low growing tree, I might have thought since it's low growing, it's considerably like a yerek, and there's only oral on trees and not on yerokos. I would have thought maybe you could categorize a yerek kamashma, not. So Tosos thought that was ridiculous. He said we have many low trees. Just because something's low doesn't mean it can't be a tree. So Tosos came up with another theory. What was that other theory? That since a peppercorn, in the end of the day, is going to dry out, so I would have a havamina that what? That it shouldn't have, it shouldn't be chayv in orla. And then Tosos said, well, how do you know the puzzle is talking about peppers or chayv in orla? Maybe it's talking about esrog, or maybe it's talking about a fenugreek. So what was Tosos' answer? It's obviously that an esrog is chayv in orla. That's no chiddush. And a tlaton is considered to be a yerek. So a fenugreek is a vegetable because it has a din of kiloi karim, so therefore it's not going to be chayv in orla. Okay, that answers number what? 20. 21. What was the mahalach of the Rav Zatzal according to Rav Chiya? Notice I wrote Rav Chiya, not Rav Chiya Bar Avin. Okay, so if Mishnah said it was Rav Chiya, and we paskin like Rav Chiya over who? Over who? Ravasi, because Rav Chiya was the Rebbe of Ravasi. Okay? Meaning what? What are the two reasons why the Gemara gives why Orla is pasul and Esrog shel Orla? So either it's because of what? Everyone agrees you need Heter Achila. The question is you also need Din Mamun. So we ask the following kasha. The Rav point out a bomb kasha. The Rambam paskins, according to Kesef Mishnah, like Rav Chiya. Yes? What did Rav Chiya say? By process of elimination, he held what? Avram? He held Heter Achila. Correct. He held Heter Achila. So let me ask you a question. If you don't need Din Mamun, how are you Yotze the first day? If you don't need din mamon, lamaisa, how has something become lachem? That was the kasha that we were bothered by. The Rav asked a beautiful kasha on this. How is it possible, lamaisa? How is it shayach, lamaisa? You're talking about yontif rishon, you need lachem. So how are you going to be yotzu with an esrog of maisha sheni? What's an esrog of maisha sheni? According to a mayor, it's mamon what? It's mamon gavoa. You're going to tell me all you need is heter achila, yishkoyach. Fine, that's all you need a heter achila. But there's a din of lachem that the Chumash says. Lakachtam lachem b'yom rishon. You have to fulfill lachem. So how has Reb Chiya accomplished that? Again, Reb Chiya's theory by Orla is because why you need a heter achila. Fine. When you talk about Esrog Maisha Sheni Yushalayim, Lamois, it's not enough to be able to eat it according to a merit. It's Mama Gavoa. So how do you have lachem? Heter achila shouldn't be enough. That was the kash of the Rav Zatzal. Yes? So the Rav said a beautiful pshat, you must get this. The Rav developed this theory that there's quasi-bailus vis-a-vis achilu. You might not be a balabas to Mekadosh, a woman, but you will be a balabas vis-a-vis eating it. And that is enough to fulfill the role of lachem. That's what the Rav wanted to be Mekadosh beautifully. And that's how we answered the kasha, that even if you hold Gezel Lakam as mutter, according to the Magen Avraham, you're not Yotze with Esher you stole from Goyim, because it's not lachem. So the Avni Milim says, what's the difference between that and Maisha Sheni? Right? Maisha Sheni, we said there's a Heter Achila. Gezel Akum, there's a Heter Achila. What's the answer, we said, according to the Rav? That's what Rav Reichman Shlita says here, according to the Rav. Because by Gezel Akum, there might be a Heter Achila, but there's no Bailus Lachila. But by Maisha Sheni, there's a Bailus Lachila. And if there's a Bailus Lachila, that is enough to fulfill the role of Lachem. That's that quasi-Bailus the Rav wanted to be Mechadish. Please get that. By Gvulun, you don't have that. When it's outside Yushalayim, but if it's in Yushalayim, you retain and maintain that bialis vis-a-vis Achila, and that will fulfill Lachem, and therefore be Yotz even the first day. Even though you're only a Heter Achila man, okay? But you still have to fill Lachem in somewhat of a role, so the Heter Achila creates a quasi-bialis vis-a-vis Achila, which by stealing from a Goy, there might be a Heter Achila, but there's no din of Lachem. That answers number what? Number 21, 22. Let's go. What are the two reasons? I forgot the word Talmud. Please write that in. What are the two reasons why lekachilu we don't take an esrog of truma taurim? Okay, you got that word there. Mashne Talmud lama lekachilu lo notlim esrog shel truma taura. And what's the nafkamina in the Gemara? So it's very interesting. The Gemara gives two reasons why you shouldn't lekachilu take truma taura. Number one is because you're going to be machsherit. Number two is you're going to destroy it. Makshirits, you ready it to Makabal Tumah, which is a problem. And number two is that you're actually, with your hands touching the outside of it, you're going to be destroying some Truma. What's the nafkamina the Gemara gives? The nafkamina the Gemara gives is your kariyah shame on the whole fruit except for its shell. So if you hold Makshira, then what's the din? If you hold Makshira, you're still being Makshira because you're touching the Shomer. Remember who said that? You're touching the Shomer of it. But if you hold destroying it, then you're not destroying it because the outside is not Truma. So it wouldn't be a problem at all for you to lechachila do it. So please get that. That's the nafkamina the Gemara gives. Okay, 24, 23. Okay, that was number 22, 23. What is the mahalik that we said about hechshel l'tumah? Please get it. We said there are seven liquids that are makshirith. In order to make something tameh, either a mace or a dead rat falling, you need three requirements. It must be detached from the tree or the ground. Number two, you need one of the seven liquids to fall on it, yad shach adam. And number three, you need the owner, or at least some achleis Rambam Rashba, my great friend Reb Asher Leshem Shlita, the great Goyim, pointed out to me this morning on the phone as I was driving in. Some achleis Rambam Rashba. The Rambam says you need the Baal Bas to want it. Rashba says any human being is enough. But those are the three things you need. Now, what is yad shach adam? Yud is what? Yayin. Dalet is blood. Shin is shemen from an olive. Ches is milk. Tes is dew. And then yad shach adam. Dam is dvash from a what? From a bee. From a bee. And mem is mayim. Yes, Donnie.
But it says like, it has to be susceptible to it.
No, one of the seven liquids must fall on the celery. And then the dead rat falls on it. The water doesn't have to be on it when the dead rat falls, but it had to be on it. So we said two pshatim on this. Either the Ramban, that the liquids are a conductor of Tuma, or the Rav Zatzal said what? What did the Rav say? The Rav said it's not called an okol vis-a-vis Tuma Vitara, unless you have one of the Shiva Mashkim fall on it. Okay? And the Hilchos Brachos, of course, you said Adam on the celery. But the Rav's pshat is not a shame okol unless one of the seven liquids fall on it. Yad Shach Adam. Tup Shotam. Please get it. Yes, quickly, Adam.
Third step is just the actual mace or whatever falling on it?
No. In order for any vegetables or fruit to be Tuma Vitara, to get Tome, it has to be detached from the ground, number one. Number two, you need one of the seven liquids to fall on it. And then number three, you need the Bala Boss or another human being to want to have one of the seven liquids. And then, of course, is the last step, like you said, either a mace falls on it or a dead rat. Okay, that answers number what? Number 23, 24. What did the Miri in the Kappas Torah Mazvim Nesha Machshira? Please get it. The Miri said different than Rashi. Rashi said you're Machshira to Makabal Tuma. So it's usher to do it. It's like the preparatory step is usher. Reading it is a problem. The Miri said you're Mamish making a tummy because Yadayim are Shneos and the Shani makes a Shlishi Betruma and therefore it's usher because your Mamish directly being Metamit, not being Machshira. According to Miri, you're being metamid. That was the Miri's pshat. What did this Kappas Tamarim point out? Kappas Tamarim pointed out beautifully, why does the Man Damar Mafsida argue on Machshira? So he said two svaras. Number one is that Isser is to metame straight up. There is no Isser to be Machshira, to be Makabal Tumah, to ready it. And what's number two? He says, how do you know it's impossible to be careful that the water will just stay on the Lulu, won't go on the Esra? Then we said you have to ask the statisticians. Right, the people that are experts about that. But the bottom line is that there's a possibility you can make sure that what? The water won't drip from the lulav to the esrei. Okay, that answers number 24. 25, what was the Sfas Emes said about on the phrase b'nei machshirim? Sfas Emes had a fascinating suffix, we said. What happens if the only esrei you have is an esrei of truma? Can it be notel lechachil or not? So we said on one hand, truma of peiris is only drobana, right, of oranges and pears. Most of you shown him say it's the Rabbanan. So maybe you could say that the Rabbanan can dispose of their chashos in such a case. If you only had this only one. And even if you hold like the Rambam that trumas of pears, of orange and pears are diaraisa, maybe you could say when you have no other one, you can be notal the one of truma. Either Mishnah says l'chachil lo yitol. What that means is you should try to find another one. But if you can't find another one, chas v'shalom, don't mavatal the mitzvah. And you should be able to take it. And he pointed out a beautiful lashon in the Mishnah. What does it say in the Mishnah? Vimnatal kasher. What does vimnatal kasher imply?
Yeah,
it doesn't say vimnatal yatsa. No, it applies it even lechachila. Vimnatal. I'm saying vimnatal kosher implies that if you have no other one, you should be notal lechachila. In the one case where you have no other one, you're right. In general, lechachila you're not supposed to. But let's say this would be a case where you only had this one alone, Donnie. Then he says the fact that it didn't say imnatal yatsa, it said imnatal kosher, that you in that one case you could lechachila do it. Okay? I couldn't hear you. What? His assumption was the whole sugya is talking about where you have what? Where you had a choice. So if you have a choice, you shouldn't do it. B'dievid, if you chose the one when you could have choice of other ones, you yatsa. But the Mishnah is not talking about a scenario where you only had one. That's what he wants to make a diuk. Okay, interesting spot, Semis. Please get it. It's an interesting diuk he made. Imnatal kosher. I didn't even notice it from the Mishnah that he used that expression, imnatal kosher. It didn't say imnatal yatsa. It's a beautiful diuk. See, yatsa is lush on b'dievid all the time. Kosher, you get the impression maybe meant l'chachilu. You got that? You got it, Matthew? Please, let's get it. Okay. Number what? That's 25. Number 26. What's the din of Esrog of Avodah Zarah? Give the whole ma'alach of the Rav Zatzal. What I mean to say is the following, and please get it. Okay? Esrog shel Avodah Zarah. What do I mean by that? It's not an Asherah tree. It's not an Ir Nidachas. It's Stam Avodah Zarah. Because we know Asherah has to be burnt, right? We know that. We know Ir Nidachas has to be burnt. But Stam Avodah Zarah, there's no Din Sreifa. So the Rambam is a stunning Chiddush. Perek Es Halacha Aleph. There it is. He says a yotze. What's the bomb kash on that? How could it be yotze? There's no heter achilu. You always need a heter achilu for the lulav to be good, right? Ram passes like a pia. So the Rav developed the following theory. Please get it. What was the theory? When you talk about a heter achilu, it's got to be a pure heter achilu. Meaning what? The Ram is nekuda nifla. That the Isra Hana of Basar B'Cholof stems from the Isra Achila of Basar B'Cholof. Yes? What's the main Isra when you talk about Basar B'Cholof? He can't cook, he can't eat, can't derive benefit. But the Iker Isra is Achila. Hana stems from Achila. That's why the Rambam says, I have a Nekuda Nifla in the Perish Mishnayos in the third Perik of Krisis. When you learn your day for Smicha, if you don't know the Nekuda Nifla, that means you're a faker. You cannot be a Rav. If a guy says he has Smicha, you never heard of the Nekuda Nifla, I don't know, I shouldn't say that, Lamaisa, but maybe he forgot it. But if he never learned it, he's a faker. Maybe he learned it, but he forgot it. Okay, that's what Lamaisa says. But if the guy never learned it, he's a faker. Okay? You follow what I'm saying? He says, if you take chicken, nevela, if you take a nevela from McDonald's, chicken, you shot, not a chicken, let's say, nevela. Let's say a nevela, you shot a cow dead, a quarter pounder is a nevela. And you cook it with milk. Are you over Basar B'Cholof or not? So he says, at first glance, you should say what? Yes, because it's Nisr Mosif. Because Basar B'Cholof is Asr Bachila and Hana, and Hanavela is only what? It's only Asr Bachila. So the Hana is one more over the Achila. No. Says the Rama, I'm sorry, ain't Nisr Chal Nisr. It's only a Nevela. You're not high for Basar B'Cholof, for cooking the Nevela with the milk. Why not, Avram? Because Nisr Hana stems from Nisr Achila. So that's when it comes to Basar B'Cholof. But Avodah Zarah is Pum Fakir. What is Avodah Zarah? Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to derive any benefit from Avodah Zarah. Yes? Could be one of the benefits of Avodah Zarah might be eating. Right? So here the Isra Achila stems from what? From the Hana. It's Fakir. It's not an Isra Achila vis-a-vis an Isra Achila on its own. So therefore, since there's no Isra Achila vis-a-vis the Avodah Zarah, it's an Isra Hana, the Esrog is Taka Kosher. Because the Isra Achila is what's Mafkiya the Shem Pri from an Esrog to Pasla. So that's by a classical case of an Isra Achila. But the Isra Achila by Avodah Zarah is not really an Isra Achila. It's a manifestation of the Isra Hana. That's not enough to shaft, to register an Isra Achila. You follow me? Matthew, that's Mafki the Pri. So therefore, B'dievid, you are Yotze. You do have a Heter Achila in a sense. The only when we talk about a Heter Achila that gets blown up is talking about the Isra Achila vis-a-vis the Isra Achila. That's what the Rav wanted to be Mechadish. And that's why the Ram says, Alulu, Esrog shel Avodah Zarah, B'dievid is Taka Yotze. You have no Heter Achila. That doesn't make a difference. The Heter Achila we're looking for is if it's blocked by an Isra Achila, that's a formal Isra Achila, vis-a-vis Achila. But not if the Isra Achila is a manifestation of the Hanah. And that's what it comes from when we're talking about Avodah Zarah. That's why the Isra Hanah is not Mafkiya the Shem Pri. And it's considered to be a Dover Shreish lo Heter Achila. By Avodah Zarah, the Shem Pri Esrog remains, just as a side Isra, that you can't eat it because it would be what? It would be Hanah. But that doesn't block it from being kosher for what? Netilas Esrog. Whereas he contrasted that to the Nekuda de flaw that Isra Hanah of Basar B'chalav stems from the Isra Achil. Because that's an Isra Achil, that's a formal Isra Achil. Okay. These shtickles of the Rav, guys, really are amazing. Any shtickle of the Rav are amazing. But it just shows his genius. It's an amazing thing. He was such a goyim. Okay? So creative. Okay. You got it? That answers number what? Number 26. 27, guys. Let's go. What's the din of Tevel and what's the din Legabe Hana? I made a mistake yesterday. Okay? And actually, it really should fix in the Masifta. But I can't blame the Masifta. Lamaisa, I blame myself. I pointed out yesterday it's really a Machlokes Rashi Tosfos whether Tevel is Mutar Bana or Asur Bana. That's a mistake. No doubt Tevel is Mutar Bana, according to everyone. Rashi said that on Lamed Hayim and Aleph. Rashi said Tevel is Mutar Bana. No doubt. The only thing that's Asur is Hana Shel Kilui. You can't destroy Tevel, you know, and get fuel out of it. That's Asur. But classical Hana, to sell Tevel to a goy for money or feed it to your dog, that's considered to be Mutar. Rashi said that black on white. You see the Rashi? I pointed out twice to you yesterday. See, they wrote in the Masifta that Taisus hold that since you have to own it, it's Asur Bahana. It's not Asur Bahana. You have to own it. You have to own it, and the Quantum Levim own it, right? But it's not Asur Bahana. That's a mistake. Okay? So I wanted to fix that, number one. So you got that clear? Everyone holds Tevel's Mutar Bahana. What is Tevel? So we said you need how many? You need three things. You have fruits and vegetables. What do you do? It's got to grow a third. You have to what? Detach it off the ground and put it into a miruach, a pile. Machlokes Rashi and Rambam, you have to pile it up on nice on top that it's neat. And the third step is to bring it into your home. Once you do all those three things, it's called tevel. If you eat tevel, you're chayv misa v'dei shamayim. But once something's tevel, you're chayv in trumas and maisos. Before that, you are not chayv in trumas and maisos. Before that, you cannot sit down and have a meal because you're abusing it. You can eat a roy. You can have a snack. You can give it to your behema. But you can't sit down min rabbanan the medikzera because a guy otherwise would play games. You know, he would eat. I have no chiyuv trumas, but I didn't set in yet. So that's why they asked him to be kevah. But a snacking out or giving to a behema, that they allowed. Okay, that's number 27. 28. What's the din of maisus and truma l'chol hashanim ma din b'shmita? We got to get that. We've been pilpling all this pilpul. You got to know the basic din. You got to get this, Donnie. You with me? First year, 1 through 6, truma is given to a kohen. You got a pile of pears, pile of celery. Truma is given to the kohen. You have 100 pears. So truma is given to a kohen. How much truma? So you give pichitacha poterzavia. Give one thing away. That's fine. But min rabbanan they said if you're a stingy guy, you give 1/60. If you're a great guy, you give 1/4. If you're a middle row guy, you give 1/50. So let's say you give 2 pairs to the kohen. Now you're down to 98. Now I give Maaser Rishon to who? The Levi. Every year Maaser Rishon applies. 1 through 6. What'd you say? Yes. So again, Truma goes to Kohanim 1 through 6 every year. Maaser Rishon goes to Levi every year. Maaser Sheni is years 1, 2, 4, and 5. What do you do with Maaser Sheni? You take it up to Yerushalayim, eat it in Yerushalayim, or it's too heavy for you, redeem it at the coins, take the coins up to Yerushalayim, you can buy what? You buy salami sandwiches, you buy, first you buy Korban Shlomim, and then you do Chas V'Shalom. And then you do the salami sandwiches and beverages, not kosher. It's got to be things that are what? Things that are kosher. Okay, you follow me? So that's the din, Olach HaLamaisa. Okay, fine. 1 second. What's the year 3 and 6? Maaser Ani. Give it to an Ani. What's year 7? Shemitah, there are no Maisers at all. No Trumas and Maisers at all. None. Hefker, it's Hefker. On Shemitah year, how does it become Hefker? Machlokes Beis Yosef and the Mabi. Is it automatic? Or Kakafta the Malka? That it's automatic Hefker? Or does Akafta the Gavna? Each guy have to get up and say, I declare my fruits and vegetables ownerless. That was a big, big Machlokes in the 1500s. Afkata the Gavra, Afkata the Malka. Machlokes Beis Yosef Mabi. Okay, that's 28. 29. What's the Machlokes Rambam Tosfos regarding Demai? And what was the Mahalach of the Rav Zatzal? So we pointed out the following. That Tosfos is of the opinion that when you talk about heter achila, you don't per se have to eat it. That's why truma tahor and esrog is kosher b'di'evad. Why? Because I can give it to a kohen. What about an ani? What's Tosfos shita? What about the mai? I could also give it to an ani. I don't per se have to eat it. Tosfos shita is that what? You don't per se have to eat it. As long as someone else can eat it, it's fine. The Rambam, though, was different. The Rambam said when it came to Truma, you could just give it to a Kohen. That's fine. But when it came to Demai, he plugged in the Migu. Why did he say the Migu? That you can make yourself an Ani. So the way the Rav developed it beautifully is that by Demai, there really is an Isser for an Ani to eat it. It's just you have a Dchuya. We allow an Ani to eat, they didn't make the Xer because it's too hard. But in theory, there really is an Isser even on what? Even an Anim of Demai. But there was a special Heter. And therefore, the Rambam says when it comes to Truma with Kohanim, it's pure Hutra. So as long as someone can eat it, it's fine. When it comes to what? Demai, really what? Really Alpidin, there's an Isser. So therefore, since Alpidin, there's an Isser, Allah Almighty, the only way that what? Only way we can get out of the Isser is what? Is that you can what? You can make yourself an Ani, and namely through the Migu. That's why you need the Migu in order to be Makshirin. Because the bottom line is that what? All Anim really are also Demai. You don't have that Heter, let me give it to another Ani. So the word is, the Migu is that you can transform yourself to an Ani, that's why it's going to be Mutter, Alpi Allah. That was the rub.
That's only B'di Evid or Anim next to
That's even L'Chachila, they Shammai, they still hold Machilin and Sanim to Mai. No problem. But he had a command in the Migu to say that.
No, I'm saying you can make yourself an Ani.
Yeah, L'Chachila, you can do that. Since you have the ability to do that, you can feed any Ani Demai. That's why you can take an Esrog of Demai, because you in theory can make yourself an Ani. That's how the Rav is Mazda, this Machlik's Rambam Tais. Tais looks at it on a practical level, and the Rambam is Mechalik between Truma and Kohanim, because that's a complete Hutcher, whereas Demai is really us, and you have a Tchuya, and therefore you've got to come out in the Migu. Okay, remember you said Pikuch Nefesh is a good example of that. It's in a Hutcher Tchuya. The Rambam begins Perik Beis, Echol Shabbos, Lachaf, Pikuch Nefesh, Tchuya eats El Shabbos, and then Halacha Beis, the next Halacha seems to say you don't have to make any Shinuyim. So it seems like it's a Hutcher. So it seems like a steer in the Rambam. Okay, that's 29, yes? 30. What's the din of relying on Lulav L'Kachilu? I'm sorry, not relying on Lulav. What's the makor? What's the din of putting lulav and esrog together? You should. When you shake the lulav and esrog, you put it together. Where's the makor in Shas? Beis Yosef, remember, quoted that the Riketani. Remember, you pointed it out to me. Each one represents Shem Hashem. It's a catastrophe if you separate them. Remember, you had that dream. You showed me the Beis Yosef. We said it over. So no one. The Yishalmi said the Feirish. You need the what? I'm sorry. The Riketani said you got to put them together. So the Kabbalist Morim said, where's the Rai in Shas? The Ryan Shas is right from here. Because the Gemara says, by the fact you got to put them together, the water from the lulav is going to go on the Esrog. This is the Makor and Shas. I want you to know it. The fact that Machshira, the reason why Lechachila, you cannot take what? Lechachila, you cannot take what? Remember all the dinim. Remember all the dinim. Mibnei Shem Machshira. What's Mibnei Shem Machshira Masbir? Truma Tahara Lechachila Lo Yitov because Machshira. That Gemara is assuming that you're putting them together. Mibnei Machshira. He found the Makor. Beautiful. Okay, that answers number 30. 31. What's the Mahar Mahalach in the name of the Kli Chemda, the Gavidas Bailam and the Hechsher? It's a great kasha. This is a bomb kasha. I discussed with my friend this morning, Rav Ochel Leshenfleet, the great Gaon. What was the kasha? The Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvahs Kuf Samach asks, according to what? Reb Meir, who holds Maisha Sheni, his mom and Bailam, we got a big problem. How can the Gemara say Maisha Sheni Yushalayim lo yuto lechachila because of Machshira? You're not a Baal Abbas. So how can you have Balabas Nechusa that it's Makshari? We said you need Das Balabas. But Maisha Sheni, who's the Balabas? Corner of Meir. The Beis HaMikdash. It's a bomb cash in Minchas Chinuch. So what's the answer in the name of the Kleichem, this Pilpul Sefer on Chumash? What's his answer? His answer is basically, what he wanted in the Taina is that you wanted the water originally on the Lulav, yes? You wanted the water originally on the Lulav, so even though it goes on to the Esrog, that's enough. You don't need a nechusa on the whole process. That's Lamaisa what he wanted to tine it. Okay? That's what he wants to tine. I'll pee this Avni Meluyin. It's a beautiful teretz. We said from the Jabina Rav, says, Mashkim Tveim is Matame anyway. You don't need nechusa. That was one answer we gave. What's the other answer we gave? The other answer we gave is that what? Is that the Hechsher works because why? If you do a Maisa, it's like kind of like what we said already. The mice you want, the mice you want. So even though the totso, I didn't necessarily want it on the esrog, but I wanted the mice on the lulav. That's enough. Plus the fact that Chazanish said it's enough to have the das of the apitropis or the gizbar. You don't need mamish das bailum. So it could be that's the pshat lamice as well. Halach lamice. Okay. What was the other answer we gave? When do you need nechusa? When it happens, memela. But if you do a mice to be a dying, the mice itself is good enough. You don't need das at the bottom. The unbelievable dog Misharim. The Shevina Rav is a goin oil. Remember we mentioned that Pnei Yoshua, that it's mutter to be gorim tumah to Maisha Sheni, Mitzvah says it's against our Gemara. Our Gemara says Beferish not that way. Okay, what answer we had? That's 31, 32. What do we say on the din of Machshir Maisha Sheni? And how is this connected to Esrog Shel Shvis? What is Machshir Maisha Sheni? Rashi says Maisha Sheni is called Kodesh. Remember that? And you have to be Shomer Kodesh, like it says by Kachim. What was the Kasha? By Shvis, what does the Mishnah say later on? Esrog Shel Shvis is good, yes? Why is it good? Don't you have to be Shomer Shvis? You can't destroy Shvis. What's the answer? Because Shvis, it never says Kodesh. What's the answer according to the Rambam? Please get that. What's the answer according to the Rambam? The answer according to the Rambam is what? Havas Makom. By Shvis, there's no din of Havas Makom, so the Kasha from Shvis doesn't even start. But Havas Makom is a din by what? Then by Maisha Sheni, so you have to make sure that while you don't stare, you don't prevent Abbas Makom bringing it to Beis HaMikdash. So if you say that's the formulation, like the Rambam, then the Kashrut Shvi'is doesn't really start. Okay, that's 32. 33, guys. What do we say on the din of Achsanoi? What's Achsanoi mean? A guest. So is it a Jew or a Goy? What do we say? It's 2 days in Yerushalmi. If it is a Jew, what's the Chiddush? If it's a Jew, what's the Chiddush, guys? That the heter is that even though they might be rich guys, they're on the derech. If you're not in your home, a rich guy's like he's poor. Okay, what's the chiddush if they're goyim? You could pay, even though tevel, it's suffolk tevel, even though it's suffolk tevel, but lemaisa is you can what? You could pay off the chiyuv, you could use the stuff lemaisa. See, that's why I don't understand that chiddush so much, because you said tevel's muta ba'na anyway. You know what I'm saying?
We had to say it here.
No, but what's the answer to that? This is hanashal kilu, you're eating it. If you're eating it, that's usur, exactly. So the chiddush is that since it's a suffix, we matter. What did the Rambam say why Jewish guy's good? Why did the Rambam say, it could be even a goyish guy, why did the Rambam say we allow this by achsanoi? Because why? We want to encourage achnasas orchim. So people don't have to spend, you know, they can use that food for your achnasas orchim, and that'll encourage people to do more, much more achnasas orchim. According to the Rambam, you could say that's talking about a goy or a Jew, but you're able to use that halach lemaisa. The stomach fits better with the what? With the Jew. Okay, number 30, that was 33, 34. What do we say on the din? Hey, Masina pi Baskol. What's the din? Can you get married based on a Baskol? Yes. That's based on Shita. Baskol came out and said the guy's dead. I thought Loba Shamayimi. One answer is that what? Rebbe Chonin says Megal the Metzias. Not Paskening. What's number two, Matthew? I want you to get this. What's number two? It wasn't a real Basco heavenly voice. It was from information. The guy was there and he vanished. So maybe he's got to be dead. The first one, it says Loba Shamayimi. So you should never trust the Basco. The answer is you only see Loba Shamayimi out of Psak Halacha. Here it's being Megal the Metzias, Rebbe Chonin says. The second answer is that it wasn't a Basco heavenly voice. The Rambam, Tosas Yonta, the Rambam says, talking about you looked into it. The guy was there, now he's not there anymore. So it's talking about he's dead. And what do we say the Aruch Lanier said? Ain Masino Pi Basco, you have to identify the Brysa that it's Beis Shammai. Otherwise, you'll start saying, Ain Masino Pi Basco is based on what? It's Rabbi Yeshua says that we don't listen to Baskols. That's what you think it would say. We have to identify that Brysa being Beis Shammai. No. That Beis Shammai is the one that says Ain Masino Pi Basco. We Paskin Masino Pi Basco. If you didn't identify Beis Shammai, you'd say, oh, we do Paskin Masino Basco because we don't listen to Baskols. That was the Lorach Lanier. Okay, 2035. What do we say about Lifnei Velosit and Mishal? We said there's a machlokes between the Yad Malachi and the Pri Yitzchak. What's a machlokes? If I give a kos yayin lenazir and they don't drink it, am I over the Yisr? Yad Malachi says I am, Pri Yitzchak says I'm not. What does it depend upon? What the Gedra did of Lifnei Iver is. If Lifnei Iver is deception and being malicious and being mean, so even if the guy doesn't drink it, I engage in that activity, it's awesome. But if I hold its Masail over every head, the bottom line on the books, he didn't do the Aveira. That's 35, 36. What are three nafkaminas? Number one is, lemaisa, if you didn't know there was usher for a nazir to drink wine. So if you hold it's malicious, mean, then if I did a bishogim, I'm not over. If it's masail over me, even if I did a bishogim, it's a problem. Number two, we said, it could very well be that what? That if you're not part of the parsha, amunah shmul, the masail over aver, you have to be part of the parsha, but it's malicious behavior, you don't even have to be part of that parsha. Number three is trey avra denara. If it's a notion of what? Of malicious behavior, why did you trade Avid Ara? Avid and Ara should be even if you get it local wine, the local store. But if you hold Masei Lo Rebbe, I mean, it's only when you actually are Masei him, when it's made it accessible. So those are three nafkiminis. Number 37, what do we say by Esrog Maisha Sheni Bigvulin? What's it then? According to Tosfos, it's fine. Because it's a heter achila, because you could what? If you hold like the Mandam or Avram heter achila, you could bring it into Shalim, you could eat it there. You follow me? Remember that? Tosfos says, Mahave Matzal Lemer, you could say a nafkimina. Tosfos in the future, exactly. But according to the Rambam, excellent Adam. But according to the Rambam, what's it then? It's a problem. Why? Because you have no heter achila right now. That vis-a-vis bilis, remember, you have no heter achila. You need to have the heter achila right now. Halacha lo mais. Okay? That was an afkin. Maisha Risha, we said, is totally okay. Because why? Maisha Risha is no problem to eat a bituma. Yes, Avram. Go ahead. We said in the same parsha, Trey Avra Dinara, and also if you need a bimezer shogun. Okay, let's close with something from Chumash. Please, everyone is coming 6:10 and 10:30 will be the Bechina on Sunday. Okay, let's go. Close something from Chumash. Parshas Emor. Then one of the movement about a Kohen is a tsarua. For example, he had one limb bigger than the other. He has one arm that's bigger than the other arm. That Kohen cannot do the Avodah Beis HaMikdash. What's so bad about that movement? So Rav Alper Tzatzal was Masper of Moshe. He said, you know what's symbolic of? The guy's only an expert in one field. Rav Alpert said about Rav Moshe, he was a bucky in everything. He was a bucky in Shas, in Lomdus, in Midas, Ashkofe, everything. You can't be a one-trick pony. You have to be a person that what is a bucky in Kol Dover. That's why that moon is so bad. He has a bigger arm than a smaller arm, so it's in one department he only does. That's not the way it is. For Ben Torah, wants to develop the Talmud Chacham, it's got to be all areas. And this is why we make the statement in Avos. Shammai is the one who says it. I say to Ras Lakevet, and the Kabbalists call out him the cops, have they been called out him the Kabbalists call out him the Savior upon him the office. Everyone thinks Shammai was very stern. He's the one who says that what you're Kabbalah when the. And say to Ras, I'm learning now, I can't greet you. I'm learning. That's why the Mishnah says in Avos, no. I say to Ras Lakevet, the Kabbalists call out him the Savior upon him the office. It's merged together. Because it's got to be what? It's got to be the whole deal. There's got to be a shlemus. This is the time period, guys, you work on shlemus. Sheva shabasa timimos tiyena. Shlemus is man, shlemus is your personality. In all areas. I'm talking about a million havdalas. You talk about LeBron, though. There's not one area in the game that he's not good at. Right? Guy played 82 games. Can you imagine that at the age of 33? I'm talking 1,000 separations, mamish. But that's a shlemus. How much more so, Moshe? 1,000 separations, right? That's what you have to work on. Shammai wasn't mean. He wasn't stern. He always greeted people. Granted, there's a higher level, the Rambam says, but how long the simcha? That's higher than, say, Rambam's office. Rambam says an office. But there is this notion. And that is why the Kohanim cannot be Matam L'Nes. Because the Kohanim are symbolic of Mechanchim, Rabbonim, in Klei Kodesh. You want to teach Torah, you want to go into Rabbonis, you want to be a Rebbe, you got to be alive. You got to have energy. You can't be dead. Lo Amesim Ha'aluka, we learned that. Lulav Yavish is a problem. Lulav Yavish is possible. Remember that? We said that? Lulav Yavish is possible. Lo Amesim Ha'aluka. The Kohanim are symbolic of this, so they cannot be Matam L'Mes. That's the Chiddush. That's what the Rav said. Amazing. In this Chiddush, right? You remember the Rav pointing this out? Remember we said a corner of Tarfon? He doesn't require Hutter at all. So why is the Lulav Yavish puzzle? Because it's a dead thing. Remember we said a corner of Rashi? One Pshat Rashi was what? Shlosh Ketumim, a corner of Tarfon? He doesn't require Hadas. He doesn't require Hadar by Hadas. So why is a Hadar Yavish puzzle? Because it's dead. You engage in Torah and Chinuch and Kedusha, you can't be dead. Then don't engage in it. That's why the Kohen Gadol can never be Mitani, ever, even for the seven relatives. Regular Kohen, yes. Because they're symbolic of what? You have to be alive. You got to be Chai. That's what they asked Rav Shach, and then we'll close with this with Davin Mincha. Rav Shach Tzatzal. They said, Rebbe, you know Rav Shach is a great Kohen, Abiezer, Rav Shiva Ponovich. I remember I used to have an argument with a friend of mine. Whose shtickle turns are better on the Rambam, the Ravs or Rav Shach's? he'd say Rashach, I would say the Rav. They're both, it's a tie. But they would ask Rav Shach, why are you working so hard to prepare shir? You know all the shtickles. He said, you know what? Because the point of giving shir and Torah is a Rebbe to a Talmud. It's a Messiah. It's alive. I could just take out my Avi Ezri and just read it. That's not what it's about. It's not like biology. It's not like physics. You're teaching a Messiah. You're passing it down. It has to be alive. That's why the Kohanim cannot be around Mace. As the Rambam writes in the end of Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel, Lo l'shevet Levi bilvad. Anyone can try to be the part of the Kaddish Kadashim. Anyone can buy. That's why I always recommend you guys go to Smicha, Rabbanis, or Chinuch. If not, not. But you still can teach, even if you're not. That's the kiddush you need to have. Okay, so everyone have a wonderful Shabbos. God willing, we'll see whoever comes. And even if you're not coming, look forward to seeing everyone. And we'll have the Bechina on Sunday. Come to stop a minute. All right, I know you got to register. We want to make sure we have a